what we're hearing more or less is that they're all quite angry, to be honest. I think for a number of reasons. One of them is they disagree with the decision. But kind of, I suppose, more broadly than that, there are some concerns that some of the statements that the BBC put out, for example, that the decision was taken in consultation with, you know, senior editors, may not have been quite as accurate as some people in the BBC would have liked, that they would have preferred if they'd been consulted more. There's going to be a meeting convened by the National Union of Journalists for BBC journalists today. And my understanding is Jeremy Deer, who's the General Secretary of the NUJ, is kind of writing to the BBC with his concerns. So what we're hearing now for the first time, I think, in this debate is you know, BBC journalists themselves frustrated at the situation.
In terms of the process by which the BBC came to this decision, how quickly did it go to Mark Thompson, the Director General?
Yeah, well, our story in today's paper really tries to interrogate that decision-making process. And if you want me to be really specific, it's about 27 hours from when the first email went in saying, from the DEC, saying we want to broadcast the appeal, to the response from the BBC. My understanding is that it was Mark Thompson who took the decision, and it went, you know, straight to his office. It actually went to an official within his department, and I think he took complete responsibility for that decision. And he has subsequently said, yes, it was my decision. I'm the editor-in-chief. It was definitely me who did it. But he did consult. And he did consult with senior executives in the BBC, I think around six of them. And previous to that, anticipating that this was going to happen, he did talk to an independent advisory board of charities as well.
Sky have also decided not to broadcast the DEC appeal. Do you think that strengthens Mark Thompson's hand a bit?
Potentially, it could be construed in that way. I think it's slightly more complicated because of the BBC's particular position as a public broadcaster. Not just that, also, the sense that we get is that the reason this appeal was initially turned down was because consensus had not been reached between the broadcasters. But what that actually means is that the BBC and Mark Thompson himself had decided that this wasn't going to go ahead, that they didn't want to do it because of impartiality. And I very much feel that the BBC took a lead on this. The ITV fell where they fell, which was in favour of the broadcast, which went out last night, as did Channel 4 and 5. Sky News happened to take a different stance. But this was a decision very much led by the BBC, which makes things particularly difficult for the charities involved.
Mark Thompson, there's not really any realistic prospect of him backing down on this now, is there?
Well, it's almost too late because, you know, the broadcast went out last night. But I still think that there is room for discussion as to, you know, the logic and consistency of his argument. One of the other things we've got in today's paper, which I think is really interesting, is look at past appeals. And one of his arguments is that, you know, I think he used the word complex and complicated. So some kind of wording as to the situation in Gaza being particularly difficult, particularly controversial. And that's why, you know, his argument... We can't intervene, because we can't broadcast this because we'll appear impartial. But if you look at the broadcast appeals of the past, many of them were very political. Vietnam was one of them, and we've looked at some of these and dug up some of the archives. And the second appeal that ever went out in 1967 was after the Six-Day Middle East War, an appeal for aid for Palestinian and Syrian refugees who'd been displaced by that war. And then a few years later in 1982, an appeal went out for Lebanon after the Lebanon War. And then since then, there's been, as you said, there's been Vietnam, there's been the genocide in Rwanda, there's been Kosovo, there's been the former Yugoslavia, there's been the Gulf crisis. Last year, there was Burma, and there was the situation in the DRC. These are all complicated and controversial conflicts, and they are all conflicts that the BBC decided to air appeals for. So the BBC's position has obviously changed, and it's quite clear that the BBC's change in position has coincided with, you know, Mark Thompson's occupancy of the director generalship.